We got a quick note now on a theater production that's open this week in Britain. This is a stage adaptation of the classic American film Gone with the Wind. It's at the New London Theatre in the British capital, and it runs a full 3 hours and 40 minutes, perhaps leaving some in the audience wishing for the Cliff's Notes.
It was too long, and there wasn't enough memorable music in it for me. I've seen the movie, and it doesn't compare with the movie.
That's London resident Elaine, who went to see the production with her daughter Lucy, who gave the show a better review.
Well, I do love musical theatre, but having said that, the story I felt, although it was long, I felt engrossed in the story, and I actually very, very much enjoyed it. I felt it very warming, and I thought the performances were fantastic.
The 1939 film version of Gone with the Wind sold more tickets than any other film in history, but critics question whether the musical will sell enough tickets to ever make a profit, let alone make it to Broadway. BBC reporter Vincent Dowd says poor sales and bad reviews won't close the show down just yet.
This is costing millions of dollars. You don't just say after bad reviews, OK, we're going to close this down. Think perhaps of Les Miserables, which is 20 years ago now, co-directed by, guess who, Trevor Nunn, and designed by John Napier, exactly the same people who are behind what's opened here in London.
In other words, it's a little too early to call Gone with the Wind, the musical, a flop. But the BBC's Vincent Dowd says the producers are looking for ways to shorten the show a bit. That might help with the reviews.
It's gone!